Welcome. I love the wisdom that teaches how quickly your health can be restored, your soul can be reset, your life can change. There's a quote, healing is not about the years or the counting. It's about becoming who you are. And sometimes in one really glorious moment, that can just happen. It's about the clarity of your connection to the sacred space you experience in a moment like this one. There was this rabbi who was once asked how long it took him to achieve greatness. He replied, "It only took me 5 minutes." And then he further explained, "Every time there is a 5-minute delay in my daily affairs, such as waiting in line at the grocery store or waiting for a marriage ceremony to begin, I do not allow those minutes to go by idly. Instead, I take out a book to study or I search for a good deed to perform. It is those 5-minute moments used purposefully that enable a person to achieve greatness." I love that. If you can find a sacred moment in the random moments, it starts to be less about your boredom, your angst, your impatience, and more about all these moments in your day becoming sweet and sacred and filled with meaning. So a few weeks ago, I was just in a very uncertain space in my life, and I was at the gas station pumping gas. And I used that moment to just close my eyes and meditate. And the guy working at the gas station, he comes up to me, not too close. He was honoring the social distancing. And he says to me, "I've never seen anyone pray while pumping gas." And I told him half jokingly, "Got to get it while you can." And we both laughed. And ever since that moment, I always think of it because, you know, gas stations are disgusting. But that was a really lovely moment, the most lovely moment I've ever had at a gas station. It's been something I've learned over these 6 months. The kind of feeling you get in meditation can happen anywhere, anytime. Granted, it's not something you're usually going to experience when pumping gas, but there's no way to spread your peace if you're not actually spreading your peace. When you're with someone, whether it's online like a Zoom chat or in person, can you start that conversation with a moment of peace to get grounded? Say something to the person like, "Let's take a deep breath together. Let's make this moment matter." I used to go to this therapist. He was more like a shaman. And I would go to his office and he would start by lighting the sage and marking that time together as separate and sacred. And he'd shake this feather to move the sage smoke through the space. And it was a beautiful way to start each session. It always felt really significant. Another example, my wife and I, before we go to sleep at night, she asks me to say a prayer. It helps us to fall asleep counting our blessings instead of ending the day just feeling nervous and fearful. Or when you're driving, can you use some of that time in your car to achieve peace, greatness, to send positive thoughts to another person instead of just melting into a mindless conversation over Bluetooth? Whenever someone invites me into their sacred space, I remember that. It does not happen very often. You don't even need to be in their physical presence. You can invite someone into this moment with you right now. Choose someone who you'd like to share this moment with. A friend, a partner, a child, someone you just met. And just hold this person in your mind and heart. And let's come to the loving kindness mantra. Just thinking of this person that you chose and quietly repeating, "May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be at peace. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to share some sacred space with somebody else, quietly repeating, may you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be at peace. If your attention wandered, may you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be at peace. Thank you. coming back to the moment? I love the wisdom that teaches how quickly your health can be restored, your soul can be reset, your life can change. As that rabbi said, 5-minute moments used purposefully enable a person to achieve greatness. And it's exponentially even greater when you invite someone to share those little moments with you, to get sacred together. You don't even need to say anything to the other person. Just bring them into your mind and heart. Send them some loving kindness. Some call that achieving greatness. Others call it sudden healing. I think it's one and the same. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.